All right. Well, good afternoon. I got this a little bit high here. Let me see if I can lower this. Let's see which way does this go. Maybe just a little bit there. Let's see. That might work. That should work just fine. It'll be a little bit better than the other angle there. Good afternoon, YouTube land. About to make some friends and influence some people in a wonderful way. I hope you can hear me okay. All right. Hope it's coming in clear. About ready to make some friends and influence some people, like always. Carrie, you haven't been here in ages. I don't know what you've been doing. Sloughing off. Joe McDonald, off of the farm, on the internets and the Googles, listening. Carl Winters. You know, when I found out it was Earth Day, I couldn't help but come on and say, you know, I can't let you all down. I can't let one of these pagan holidays pass us by and me not say anything about it. Right? I couldn't do that. No way. No way. So I'm going to give people a chance to get on. And we'll see what happens here. Right? This whole day, it reminds me of this. I hope you'll be able to hear this. Just remember, I can't, well, I can get a little closer, but here we go. Here we go. Here it is.
Wind, water,
heart, go, planet!
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet!
Oh my goodness. Sorry about the rock music, okay? I'll cut it off. I don't want you to have to listen to rock music because I hate rock music. But here's the point. That's what it reminds me of, right? I can't get that out. And even they have like a picture. Whoopi Goldberg, the big crazy lesbian, right? Let's see where she's at. She's in here. Oh, the power is yours. Are you kidding me? I don't know what happened to Mother Gaia, right? Mother, remember Mother Gaia? Remember Mother Gaia? Oh, man. Whoops, sorry about that.
I'm sorry.
You be quiet, Siri. Nobody asked you. Let's see, anyway. But you remember Mother Gaia on there, right? So, you got, be good to your mother. Be good to your mother. It's not my mother. There you go. There you go. Right? So, anyway. Captain Planet gets released, right? We've talked about this before in the past, but I thought I didn't want to play the whole song for you because I hate rock music and I don't want to put that into your mind. But anyway, remember with all their earth, wind, water, all of it, right? And then they, with your powers combined, I am Captain Planet. And then what Mother Gaia is up there, right? Mother Gaia up there. I think it's funny that I have 13 people listening right now. We'll see if that changes in a few minutes, but I think it's funny. I think it's funny for a number of reasons. Because I know I make people mad, and I know YouTube's been throttling my account for 4 or 5 years. So, it happens. They just do. So, That's the way it goes, right? Somebody said on the best cartoons ever on this thing, they said this cartoon needs a reboot. No, it really doesn't need a reboot. Honestly, it doesn't. Oops, sorry. Honestly, it doesn't need a reboot. It really doesn't. Andrea, how are you? Hope you're doing fine. Oh, that's funny. I just saw a funny video. Anyway, so we'll give people a few minutes to get on. I try to listen live, but always never get the notifications. I have to listen after. Yep, that's true. They keep us from my Jesuit Freemasonic infiltrated churches. I don't know what that was. Jennifer McCauley, how are you? Elijah Morgan. Trucking through. Pray that all the fires don't stop us when we're on vacation there. I don't know how it's going to be out there. So just pray for us, okay? We're going to need some prayer. Hopefully it's okay. And we got 2 weeks, so hopefully things are okay somewhere around there anyway. But we'll see what happens. With all that good stuff, nobody gets the notifications. They bury it. They bury it all. So we're going to talk about... let's see. We're going to talk about Earth Day a little bit here in a few minutes and why we shouldn't be celebrating Mother Earth and why we shouldn't be celebrating and supporting Mother Earth. Whatever that is, right? You know, because that is the height of paganism to worship the Earth. Like, you don't get any more pagan than that. To worship sticks and stones, right? You really don't get any more pagan than that, than to do that. It is worshiping, serving the creature more than the creator who is blessed forever. God bless forever. You know, and the Bible does refer to the earth as a her, I think. You know, and things like that, but not as a person, not personified in that sense. That's right. Jerusalem is from above, is the mother of us all. That's right. Those that are Christians. But these people here, they live in pagan land, right? Yeah, Christina, I talked about that last year with the Pope and the Amazon pagan worship. But anyway, that's what we have going on in our world today. And then you've got Joe Biden up there and you got all these, oh, they got to pass something to save old Mother Earth, right? They got to save Mother Earth. You ain't going to save this earth. God's going to melt this earth with fervent heat. God's going to melt it all down by fire. He is going to melt it down. It is going to be nasty when God is finished with it. But then he's going to make all things new. But, you know, we have this, so I'm going to give you a little history of Earth Day. We'll talk about that a little bit. We'll give a little bit of history of it, remind you of what it is and all that good stuff. And then we'll just kind of talk about, generally speaking, how absolutely pagan this world is. Trump was a Jesuit also and gave Pope Francis a lotus sculpture. Yeah, I know he was a Jesuit. Jesuit trained, Fordham University. Yeah, all that good stuff, of course. Hey, just remember, I called out Trump before it was cool, so you know. Just remember that. I told people not to vote for him before it ever happened. They voted for him anyway, right? Yep. And then they didn't believe me, and I said, you got trumped. You got trumped. And they didn't believe me. Who remembers the Trump videos? The trumped videos. Man, they were fun. But I got to admit one thing. I really do miss Donald Trump in office, because he was a lot more entertaining than Joe Biden. Joe Biden has got to be the most boring guy in the whole world. He makes watching paint dry exciting. That's how bad it is. And I gotta admit, I do miss $1.50 a gallon gas as opposed to $3.50 or $3.75 a gallon gas or $4 a gallon. I do miss $1.50 a gallon gas. I will say that. I do miss that. So, you know, I have to say that. That's just the truth. That is the truth. Well, anyway, so on a day today, Earth Day, where everyone is, well, not everyone, but all the pagans out there and all the pagan leading people are out there worshiping the earth, bowing down to the earth, right? Mm-hmm. So, to read a little bit about that. Earth Day is an annual event on April 22nd to demonstrate support for environmental protection. First held on April 22nd, 1970, it now includes a wide range of events coordinated globally by EarthDay.org, formerly Earth Day Network, including 1 billion people in more than 193 countries. So a billion people come together. And they're going to worship the earth. In 1969, at UNESCO conference in San Francisco, peace activist Joe McConnell, no, not Joe McDonnell, Joe McConnell, proposed a day to honor the earth and the concept of peace to first be observed on March 21st, 1970, the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. Oh, I think we need a day to honor the earth. Really? Where in the Bible does it tell us to honor the earth? To spend a day honoring the earth? They're a bunch of witches, is what they are. They're a bunch of pagans. Right? That's what they are. Bunch of pagans. That's why America is a pagan nation. People think America's a Christian. No, it's not a Christian nation. It's a pagan nation. You walk through it and you see they're a bunch of pagans. In the world would I want to worship the earth or have a day to commemorate the earth for? The world's wrong with you people. You got devils. That's what's wrong with them. And the concept of peace. A month later, the United States Senator Gaylord Nelson. Whoa. Gaylord. Is it any wonder why we have Earth Day? A guy named Gaylord. There you go. Guy named Gaylord. This is why I make people mad at me. Proposed the idea to hold a nationwide environmental teach-in on April 22nd, 1970. He hired a young activist, Dennis Hayes, to be the national coordinator. Nelson and Hayes renamed the event Earth Day. Dennis and his staff grew the event beyond the original idea for a teach-in to include the entire United States. More than 20 million people poured out on the streets on the first Earth Day remains the largest single day protest in human history. Oh my goodness, really? 20 million people came out to protest for the Earth. Yet people are murdering babies. Sacrificing them. Child infanticide, right? Sacrificing them on the altar of the earth. Oh, the world is overpopulated. We have to do something about it. Key non-environmental focused partners played major roles under the leadership of the labor leader, Walter Reuther, for example. The United Auto Workers was the most instrumental outside financial and operational supporter of the first day. According to Hayes, without the UAW, the Earth Day, the first Earth Day would have likely flopped. Nelson was later awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom Award in recognition of his work. Wait. So the union supported Mother Earth. And all these people came out to support and to worship Mother Earth. Isn't that something? Isn't it something that people actually followed this? The first Earth Day was focused on the United States in 1990. Dennis Hayes, the original national coordinator in 1970, took it international and organized events in 141 nations. On Earth Day 2016, landmark Paris Agreement was signed by the United States, the United Kingdom, China, and 120 other countries. The signing satisfied a key requirement for the entry into force of the historic draft Climate Protection Treaty, adopted by consensus of the 195 nations present at the 2015 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Paris. Numerous communities engaged in Earth Day week actions. An entire week of activists focus on the environmental issues that the world faces. On Earth Day 2020, over 100 million people around the world observed the 50th anniversary in what is being referred to as the largest online mass mobilization in history. Really? Why? Let me just tell you, I wasn't a part of that. I didn't. Why? Well, because God already said what he was going to do to the earth. And God does more through natural disasters to pollute the earth than any man-made person, than any of us ever could do. God does way more than that. And he does it on purpose, because sin is the transgression of the law, and all unrighteousness is sin. And because of the fall of man, this earth is dying. Yep. And it's gonna die, and you're not gonna preserve it. That doesn't mean we have to be foolish or be unkind and, you know, abuse animals or any of those other things. No. But what it means is that it's not gonna change anything. Like, you're not gonna stop God from doing what he's doing. You're not gonna stop the global warming that's coming. And it is coming. And it is going to be a furnace from heaven, and God is going to burn it down. And all the little fruity-tooty pagans out there that are trying to protect Mother Earth are going to realize that that's not going to happen. They're going to find themselves standing before God. They're going to find themselves the book being opened and the names that are not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life cast in the lake of fire. Right? Then they had the Dirty Dozen, right? The staff environmental teach-in resigned immediately after Earth Day, and most moved directly to new organizations, environmental action with a tax status that permitted lobbying and more activist stance. Right? So we got to stop pollution, right? So because we have to stop pollution, we have to make your life harder. Which doesn't stop pollution, by the way. So you have all these people on Earth Day that take jets all over the world and fly and do more than you would ever do in a year's time. They do it in a day. And they fly over to different things, and they fly to all their meetings, and they're using all this jet fuel, and they're polluting the environment, and they're doing all these other things, right? But it's you. It's you. That has to buckle down. You gotta change. You gotta answer for your climate change sins. And by the way, all of it is a bunch of earth worship. It's pagan worship. It's that you don't believe God. You believe what a scientist tells you. They don't believe God. And there's a lot of people that are professing Christians out there that don't believe God. They're believing scientists. And they're believing what scientists say about everything. And they're following all those foolish things, which is science falsely so-called. And they're following all of it, right? And they gear everything they do towards that. Oh, I got to protect the environment. Really? You can't protect yourself. Without God, you can't protect yourself. You can't protect your family. You can't protect anything without God. But these people are praying to the earth, right? These people are praying. they have these themes, you know, like 2005, the theme for Earth Day was healthy environments for children. Gotcha. In 2000, as the millennium approached, Hayes agreed to spearhead another campaign, this time focusing on global warming and pushing for clean energy. How about that? They gathered 5,000 environmental groups together worldwide, reaching hundreds of millions of people. In 2006, Earth Day focused on the science and faith. Oh, listen to this. This should be good. Science and faith. In 2006, Earth Day expanded to Europe for Earth Day 2006, and events and speeches were held in most of the EU countries. Key events including Festival on Climate Change in Utrecht, the Netherlands, which was focused on how to break away from oil dependency, and included Earth Day founder Dennis Hayes and members of the Dutch and EU Parliament, NGOs, local authorities, and media representatives in the first 2 years of Earth Day events in Ukraine. Dennis Hayes also attended and spoke on the Chernobyl 20 Remember for the Future conference. 2006 also saw events in China organized between Earth Day Network and Global Village Beijing, educating communities on energy savings. The first ever coordinated Earth Day events in Moscow, Russia, and a scientific panel and a religious response panel on climate change throughout the U.S. So they mix their science, falsely so-called, with religion, and they all got together and they worship the same things. What's that? Same thing the Pope does. Bunch of pagans. Bunch of pagans. Bunch of false worship. That's what they were doing. Same thing they do now. By the way, these churches that are all woke and they get all these activists on board, and the churches are activists, and they're activists for sodomite movements and for transgender movements, and for all those churches are worthless. Get out of them. If you're in a church right now, listen to me very closely. If you're in a church that supports the transgender movement, leave. If you're in a church that supports the homosexual movement, leave. You don't belong there if you're a Christian, if you're saved. If you're in a church that supports climate change and the worship of Mother Earth and all these other things and practices and plans, all that stuff, leave. Get out of it. It's not biblical worship, and it's a mingling. Get out of it. Get out of those churches. Leave them. If your churches join up with these is woke and joins up with these woke race baiters and everybody else, leave. If you're in a church right now that has women pastors and preachers, leave. Leave. Don't stay there. Why? It's unbiblical. They're a bunch of pagans. They don't believe the Bible. They don't respect the authority of the scriptures. They don't model their church after the New Testament. They model it after the whim of society. Leave them. Get out of them now. The Bible warns about Babylon. It says, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins and her judgments. Come out of her. Come out of those pagan churches that are following all this paganism. And by the way, why, if you can't find a church, why don't you support churches that are doing the right thing? If you can't move to that church, why don't you support it? So you're just trying to get money. No, I'm trying to get you to understand, why don't you support them? Why don't you support churches that are doing right instead of supporting the ones that aren't? Or encouraging some pastors out there, preachers or teachers, some of you out there. And by the way, I thank God for all of you that have encouraged me and supported our work and our ministry here. Thank God for you. I do. I love you. I appreciate you. I thank God for you. Praise his name. You know, you that do. But I'm talking about the ones that are out there that are going to run across this video. What are you doing to support the Lord's work? That's what you need to ask yourself. What am I doing to support the Lord's work? That's the question you have to ask yourself. And I'm, by the way, I'm not talking about the regulars that are on here. You got to understand, guys, anywhere from 200 to 1,000 people will watch these videos or more, whoever. If one takes off, thousands will watch it, right? So it's not, I'm not just speaking to the main people that are always listening to me, but those that will happenstance, they'll come across it, the Lord will lead them into that. Not happenstance, it's because the Lord leads them, but God leads them into there and they find it. They need to know, what are you doing? Like, I hope the Lord allows us to, you know, help people start churches out there, right? Wherever you guys are out there. That's what my goal is. It may be years from now, I don't know. But if God gathers a people in some place, we will try to find a way to help them. Right? We need to try to find a way to help them. So that's my goal. That's what I want to use this ministry for. That's why we're doing all this stuff with the building and doing all this stuff with the... That's the purpose. You know? That's why. To help others. To get the truth out there. I know sometimes I'm the only preacher people hear. You know? I'm the only one they ever hear. And that's okay. We want to help them. I'm not mad at anybody. But you see how they mixed the religion with the earth worship in 2006? By the way, they still do. With the shot, with the responsibility. Oh, you got to love your neighbor. You got to love your neighbor as yourself. So loving your neighbor is... That's loving your neighbor. No, loving my neighbor is telling them the truth. Is not suffering sin upon them. That's loving my neighbor. Loving my neighbor is not agreeing with what the world does. We are vehemently opposed to what the world does. Absolutely. Why? Well, because there's a spirit here with the earth and the world. There's a spirit, right? Remember this. I shared this text with you before, okay? Sorry, I'm typing sideways, kind of. Remember this? 1 Corinthians 2:12. By the way, you might be hearing the noise on the outside is the wind. Because it always feels like Euro Clyden is at my door. Every time I open up the door for the last like month and a half, it's like Euro Clyden everywhere. I'm not trying to complain. I'm just saying. It's like Euro Clyden. Strap me down with the hurricane straps, man. I'm going to get blown away every time I walk out the door. That's what I had to buy a treadmill about 2 or 3 months ago. I haven't used it for a while just because I like being outside. I just want to be outside. I can't stand being inside like that and working out. I don't know what it is. I just don't like it. Anyway, 1 Corinthians 2:12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. But this Mother Earth is the spirit of the world. It's the spirit that they have. They fret and they worry about everything. They fret and they worry about this world like being destroyed. Well, I got news for you. It's going to get destroyed. God's going to melt it with fervent heat. He's going to destroy it. You aren't going to. And by the way, here's another one for you. This is going to sound funny to you, and I might get a bunch of scientists, everybody else, but I believe the Bible and everything. I personally don't really believe they can take nuclear bombs and blow the world up. I don't think they can. Why? Because God made this world, and you're not going to destroy it. You can't. You're not powerful enough. I don't care what your little puny brain made. You got a little puny brain. Neurophysicists and all you people. Nuclear physicists and all the you're pea brains compared to God. Okay, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Putin. I don't care if you're Obama. I don't care if you're Biden. I don't care if you're Trump. You're a bunch of pea brains when it comes to God. You're very little when it comes to God. And if you people think that you're going to destroy the earth, I just laugh at you. I absolutely mock and laugh at you because you think you're going to destroy the earth. No, I don't believe they can do it. No, I don't believe they can melt the whole earth down. I think God can melt it down. I think God's going to. So what you're saying is you don't believe in nuclear warfare? No. I think it's a big old fat billy goat. I think it's a big old fat scary monster up there, the boogeyman. No, I don't. Absolutely don't believe it. I don't believe it. Why? Well, I believe in geocentricity also, so I don't really believe in the whole nuclear. There's a lot of things that go into that, but I'm not sure I believe any of that. Well, that sounds kind of far-fetched. Really? S. Smith, thanks for writing. I appreciate that. But the Bible talks about that spirit. But you know what? That spirit of the world, what is that? It's Babylon. Revelation chapter 18, verse number 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, that you receive not of her plagues. You're to come out of that world system, right? John, 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Yep. It is the last time. These are the end times. Right? And that's what they are. Here's another one. 1 Timothy 4:1 talks about the paganism. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats. Which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. We got a bunch of pagans today. People running around worshiping the earth. Paganism. Worshiping the earth. Romans chapter 1, right? That's another one. Shows the downfall of a society. I call this the blueprint of destruction for any society. Romans chapter 1, verse number 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. Amen. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, but became vain in their imaginations, right? Oh, excuse me, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. Their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, into birds, into four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is God blessed, who is blessed forever. Amen. Excuse me. For this cause, God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men. Man, we could go on and on and on with these pagans and reprobates. But that's what they are, and that's what they do. See, they believe what they... You know, these environmentalists, a lot of them, they're going to be they're already given over to the Antichrist. They're already given over to that spirit. They're already given over to it. But you see the mixture of paganism in here. You see what the Bible talks about, how they leave the natural use of woman, the sexual immorality, the fornication, all those other things that go along with that. They're all part of it. It's all part of who they are and what they do. The immorality, the wickedness, you look at all these earth worshipers, and they're the sodomites, transgenders, pagans, right? All of them. All of them mixed in. And what did they do? Left the natural use into that which is against nature, right? Being filled with all unrighteousness and fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. That's the natural course. They hate children. They hate babies. A lot of them do. They want to control the population. They want to control the earth. They want to control the population of the earth. They want to control how many children you have. All in the name of Mother Earth. All in the name of preserving Mother Earth. That's exactly what they want to do. That's who they are. That's what they want to do. Think about that. Think about it. They'll kill a baby before they leave a carbon footprint anywhere. That's who they are. It's unnatural affection. All of it, it's weird. It's just plain weird is what it is. Weird. And they do it all the time. It's like standing in front of that abortion clinic when we were standing in front of the murder mill a week ago today. I preached it. My voice still is recovering from that. Me and Brother Paul preached for like 4 hours, man. We just preached a long time. I don't even know how long it was, 3 or 4 hours of straight preaching. And, but anyway, those people, and I still have a video to do on that. I just don't have time to put it together. And I don't know if I'm going to have time before I leave to get it together. I just don't know if I will. I got a lot of work to do still. So we'll see. I'm leaving in 2 weeks. From yesterday. So we're leaving pretty quick. It's coming up. It happens fast. And when you're moving 11 people around, you gotta get it done. So, and plus, you know, with the project, I'm trying to finish that. So when I come back, I want to come back and debut that new studio. That's what I want to do. So, cause I'm not going to make a debut before then, but I'd like to do it when we come back. Excuse me. So when you look at who these people are and what they do, they're all without natural affection. The Bible gives us witness that they care more for like the creature. They care more about it. Four-footed beast, and they're a bunch of Baphomet worshipers, half of them are. They're transgender Baphomet worshipers. They hate children. They hate babies. I'm telling you, they do. That's who they are. So, and the Bible warns us that they'll be without natural affection. That's their life. That's who these people are. They have this weird affection for the earth and this weird affection for like animals over humans, like I've talked about before, which makes people mad when I say that. But they do. They do. This is the world we live in today. And they're a bunch of, again, they're a bunch of earth worshipers. That's who they are. They worship the earth. Let's see. I'm just looking through the Earth Day 40th anniversary. An estimated 1 billion people around the world in 2010 took action for the 40th anniversary of Earth Day. So that's what they did. Let's see what they did. That was 2010. How about 2020? That's the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, as marches and gatherings were canceled due to COVID. Oh, they had to cancel the marches because of COVID. They couldn't be out there marching for Mother Earth because of COVID. The COVID pandemic, including a large-scale event on the National Mall in Washington. Earth Day quickly pivoted from mobilizing millions on the ground to raising hundreds of millions of voices digitally to address urgent threats. Over 100 million people took action in 192 countries to honor Earth Day's 50th anniversary in what is beginning referred to as the largest online mass mobilization. Right? They call it the Great Global Cleanup this year. In 21, they called Restore Our Earth and features 5 primary programs, okay? The Canopy Project, Food and Environment, Climate Literacy, Global Earth Challenge, and Great Global Cleanup. They're going to educate you, right? They're going to educate you. History of the Equinox Earth Day, right? That was on the Equinox, right? They did that. The UNESCO did. They're a bunch of pagans. UNESCO is a bunch of pagans. They always were. Right? Anyway, there's so many things to Earth Day. I mean, you could talk for a long time on it, but bottom line, it's pagan. Whoa, that thing was lower, and that was weird. Let me see here. Oh, it's coming off here. Look at that. Let me try that again. There we go. It's coming off on me. It started falling. Right, commanding to abstain from meats. That's correct. So anyway, you know, we could say a lot of things about this. We could go on and on about Earth Day. Let's see here. Let's just look real quick at some of the articles of the day here. Let's see. Boy, that wind's blowing hard out here. Earth Day forever. Earth Day every day. Okay. Save the earth. You can't save yourself. How can you save the earth? There is no way you could save the earth. You can't even save yourself. Let's see. Google makes Earth Day with Doodle showing stark impacts for climate change. History of Earth Day, right? They got that on there. Happy Earth Day, says a mayor. Happy Earth Day. Like who really? Oh, happy Earth Day. That's just weird. What are you going to do? Bake cakes to Mother Earth? Probably. Right? Probably will. That's probably what they do. Like to the Queen of Heaven? It's probably what they'll do. Mm-hmm. Probably so. But anyway, so this is what they do. So let me give you an update on the progress. Today I laid another 16 squares of carpet down. They're little squares of carpet, so well, about yay big there. So I have to lay those down piece by piece. So I got another 16 down. So there's 40 of them down right now. I got to keep moving. Not today, but I'll do some more later. Just to give you an update on that. So that's progressing. Andrew's finishing up the table. That will be installed tomorrow, Lord willing. We'll get that in there. Let's see. We did get the wall finished. We got the painting finished. We talked about that. I had to order a ton of sound equipment. Man, just so you know, studio equipment. Just so you know, lights are expensive. we had to order lights and, you know, holders for the lights and different things for the studio. So the lighting is right in that room and everything like that. So quite a bit of an expense went out for that. I think we're pretty close to being done purchasing stuff, but anyway, we're still going at it here. Well, hopefully we got just about everything purchased that we need to. We've got a few more odds and ends, I think, left to purchase on everything, but I think we should have, should be fine. But you know, let's see, what do we all of our stuff is pretty well, besides this new lighting stuff, all of our stuff is pretty much in, and now it's going to be the final touches of installing the units and, you know, putting the table in here, my big desk that we'll be using, and all that good stuff. So we've been doing that, getting the carpet in. I'll be working on that. Jacob will be doing some touch-up paint work. So that's almost done. Let's see. And then what else are we working on in there? Oh, the sound. I mean, we're getting all the stuff for the sound system. My monitors, the monitors hooked up. We're working on that. Or we will be working on that anyway. We got the other side of the wall to finish, but that doesn't affect anything that we're doing right now. So we're fine there with that. That won't have a bad impact or anything like that, because we don't really have to do too much with that. So let's see. What else in there? I'm trying to think. Well, we're getting the heating system put in there. Then the heating and cooling system will go in sometime. That'll probably be done while I'm gone, I'm guessing, because I don't really need it right now yet, but I will need it in the future. So we'll be working on that. Let's see. I think that's about it. Well, we got a lot of stuff to do, like putting lighting up and putting it all up and making, we want to make the studio look nice. We got to put the paneling up. We might get the paneling up tomorrow. We had to move some electric around, get that all set up. So that's all that stuff. Busy day tomorrow, another busy day tomorrow, another busy day next Saturday. I'll be busy putting carpet in also. So lots of stuff. And then planning to leave for vacation also. I got that going on. So we're doing all those things. So we got a lot going on. So you pray for us, please, that the Lord would meet our needs and take care of us and help us. If you pray for us, number one. Number two, if you'd like to support our ministry, you can send us a PayPal at salvationpreacher@gmail.com or pastorcooley@icloud.com. Or you can email us, or you can Apple Pay. You can do, some people do Bitcoin or cryptocurrency. Some people do, I think they do, what is that called? There's another one that PayPal has. I can't remember the name of it. People have sent me money that way as well. There's a number of ways. They mail it. If you want to mail something, you go down to sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. Scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page. Down to the bottom of the page, you'll see a mailing address there. You can mail something if you'd like to, and all that good stuff. So the Lord has really provided for us, and we're grateful for all of you and your dedication to the Lord and the ministry here. And we look forward to doing many more things when that studio gets finished. And we've got a lot of ideas and a lot of things that we want to do in the future. So, but we got to get the studio going and get that finished. And it's gonna look nice. It really is. So many thanks to all who have prayed for us and who are continuing to pray for us and who have been willing to give for the project. We are so blessed by that, and we thank God for that. It's been a blessing for sure. Each and every one of you, I appreciate that. But anyway, so you pray, continue to pray, and all that good stuff. And I'd like to, I'll be preaching Sunday morning. I'll continue that series on full assurance of the faith from Hebrews chapter 6. I'll be continuing to preach. It'll be 10:45 Central Time on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. We'll be there. You can catch us live there. And then Sunday afternoon, I'll be teaching on the Paulicians again. That is live on Sermon Audio as well. Baptist history, I'll be teaching on the Paulicians again. So we'll be covering that again this week. And no more broadcasts, probably till next week, obviously. Have a lot to do there. So we'll be doing some more there. Hope you're all doing well. If anybody wants to say hi before we go, I'll give you a chance to say hi. Anybody that's maybe a first-time listener or anything like that, if you want to say hi to us, introduce yourself, give you a few minutes before I get off here and all that good stuff. Second service will be around 2 or 3 o'clock, I'm guessing. Or 3:30, sorry, like 3:30 Central Time. Okay. Let's see. Baptist history. Yep. It'll be on the Paulicians. That's who it'll be on. So, anyway, I hope that's that Baptist history is good to listen to. It teaches you a lot of things. There's a lot of stuff on there. So anybody else want to say hi? I'll give you a chance here before we go and ask you to continue to pray for us as we keep going. Bye, Mary. Hope you have a good night. All goes well there for you, for sure. Let's see. Anybody? Let's see. Who's listening for the first time and is not driving so they can type real quick? Anybody listening for the first time or new subscribers or anything like that? Man, I haven't asked that for, I don't know if I've ever asked that, but maybe I have. But anyway, just curious if there is. There's 33 people on here. I think there was about 40 some, so which isn't bad for one of these truck talks. Carl just had an earthquake over there. Mother Earth was shaking Carl out. Right? Carl, you must have been bad. You got beat up by Gaia over there. Right? Better be a good boy, Carl. Teresa, you and Daryl have a good night. Appreciate the computer and all that. We're looking forward to getting that all hooked up. Andrew's just been busy with everything, so no time for that, but we're looking forward to it. Becca's on! See, there's more. Becca, there she is. All right, Becca's there. Who else is on board? Robin McCann, I've been listening to you for about 2 years, but this is the first time live. Robin, good to have you on here. I'm glad you're able to listen and catch a live. That's good. I see it's at a different time, and maybe you're just ready, so you could. Jenny McCauley on there. Gregory Pace. How are you, Gregory? Hope you're doing well. Hope all is well with you and your family there. Anybody else want to say hi real quick before I go? I'd give you a chance. Pilgrim ladies there. I'm not new. You've been listening for... Carrie, Jesus is Lord, has been listening for 3 years. Praise the Lord for that. Glad you have. That's good. All right. Anybody else on there? Yep, my wife. My lovely wife is on here. Boy, anybody else been listening for maybe a long time or a while? I'd say hi to you here before we get out of here, before I get back to my house here. And I got to do some praying today. I want to do some walking, but man, I don't know. That wind is blowing. It's nasty and raining. I have to pray in my bunker there, but... It's definitely, you know, yesterday was 57 degrees. It got up to 55 degrees. It was sunny, no wind, which is unusual. Right? Yes, Becca, you have been listening for about 8 years. First sermon was, Carrie, Jesus' Lord, says her first sermon was on women in pants. Oh, wow. That's quite the introduction to the ministry. Quite the introduction. Natalie P. has been listening since 2014. Wow. 8 years. Nick says off and on for over the years. Nick says, I got sick of you, so I shut you off for a while. Yeah, I suppose I could probably some people, you know, wish they could just shut me off sometimes, right? Well, I'm glad you came back, Nick. I'm glad you did. That's funny. On and off. Hit and miss. Elijah Morgan's been listening since 2012. Man, Elijah, that's 10 years. Wow. Well, praise the Lord. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. I wonder when I first, let's see, that's since 2010, he said. That's pretty close to when I first started doing stuff online. Man. You have been listening a while. Pastor, your message is refreshing to you. Feed your listeners about the true gospel. Many blessings to you and your messages. Oh, AZ Ted Teddy Bear. Is that an Arizona teddy bear? Is that what that means? Your name? Good to have you on here. AZ Teddy Bear. Pastor, my house is sick. Cornell... Two, please pray for us. Oh, Misty, I'm sorry to hear that. Cornell's not doing well. Is it bad sickness? We had the flu come through a few weeks ago. Man, I barfed my guts out. I mean, I was blowing chunks. I mean, blowing them. All over the place. It was the weirdest projectile vomiting I did, and it only lasted about 24 hours. But the stomach ache lasted longer. The stomach ache lasted like 2 or 3 days. Yep. I got out the puke buckets, man. We were having real revival at our house. That's what I told my kids when we all got sick. I was like, this is real revival, man. Break out the puke buckets, man. It was awful. It was terrible. I haven't puked like that for years. It was terrible. It was bad. My name is Sabrina Barrett. My hubby told me about your sermons from Sermon Audio. We both enjoy your sermons. Oh, great. What? I'm curious about the name AZ Teddy Bear. I'm curious about that. I don't know. Just am. I'm always curious about people's names. Like, I wonder where that came from. Well, praise the Lord. I'm glad your husband. And you didn't stop listening to me right away. So that means that I didn't, didn't make you that angry, I guess, maybe. Which is a good thing. Because sometimes when husbands turn my sermons on, their wives are like, I don't want anything to do with that guy. Nothing. I've made many women mad at me. 2020. Gregory's been listening since 2020. That's good. Misty says, I didn't like you at first. I know, Misty. I know. I mean, I know. I understand. I can relate. I get it. A lot of people didn't. And then they kept listening and they were like, huh. I know what you're talking about. I've had some people like that. Then they come back to listen again. Jenny McCauley says, women get mad at me for agreeing with people like you. Sure. Well, hey, I love you too, Misty. I hope that you all can meet us. You know, when we're down or when we're over that way, I hope maybe you can swing by or something. I don't know how far you are from there when we're down in Arizona, but man, that'd be nice. I'd love to meet you. I really would. It'd be neat. I like to meet it. By the way, I know I'm just rambling now, but that's okay. I can do that. It's Friday, right? We can do that a little bit. Man, I never get to talk to you anyway, hardly. It's been so busy for the last 2 or 3 weeks. But listen, okay, just remember. So from Northfield, Minnesota area to Flagstaff, Arizona. So I'm going down through Des Moines, going that way. Okay. I'm going down through that way. Okay. And then we're going to, let's see, Kansas. We're going to go through Kansas. Liberal Kansas. What? They're going to kick me out of the town. You know they are. Liberal Kansas. We're going to get a hotel room that night. One of those nights in Liberal Kansas. So we're going to be there. And then we're heading across New Mexico. So if any of you are on that route and it's possible, I'd love to pray with you and say hi. Okay? So you know which way we're going. And if you're a crazy stalker that's coming for me, well, I guess you'll find me. It's just the way it goes. So, but anyway, that's the way we're going. My husband's name is the AZ Bandit. Nice. Commie Tube! But anyway, that's the direction we're going. On the way back, we're going to go a little ways up to Colorado. And then on that way. That's 2 weeks. I got 2 weeks before I leave. So I'll be talking to you before then. But I just want you all to know that if you're on the way and you'd like to meet, we'd like to meet you. That'd be a blessing for sure. So we'll be around. We'll be driving around. I think we're going to cross over a little bit of Texas. I think, if I'm not mistaken. I think so. I gotta take my cowboy hat. Any chance to Canada? You know, I have a lot of people that listen from Canada. And I would love, if I got passports for everyone someday, I would love to take a trip to Canada. I would. And I would like to meet up with some people. I already had somebody that listens to me said that my family could stay in their cabin. They have a cabin. And they said that we could stay there in that cabin. And then I have other friends that are, I don't think they're that far from there, but I don't know really. But anyway, they said that I could, you know, and I would love to preach in Canada. I'd love to do that. That'd be great. But I don't want to sing the old Canada song because it just reminds me of Brett the Hitman Hart when I was a kid wrestling. And he sang old Canada. They all did. To make the Americans mad. But anyway. So, If it's a possibility, then I'd love to meet a number of you out there. So pray for us. I hope you have a good weekend. I hope it's better weather for you than it is right now here. But tomorrow's supposed to be 73 and rainy. I'll take 73 and rainy over the cold windstorms and the freezing. I saw the Hitman in 93 and 94 in London. Wow. James Byers. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I remember the 90s, man. I'm getting old. I'm getting old, but aren't we all? Well, praise the Lord. God's good to us and saved us from all of our iniquities and sins in my former life that I used to live and all that kind of stuff. I thank God for it. I thank God for his grace to pull me out of that and to use me for the glory of God. We'll always be praying for you and yours. Thank you, AZ Teddy Bear. I appreciate that. I really do. We need the prayers. Absolutely. We need the grace of God and the prayers of the saints. And I might upload a sermon that I preached Wednesday night. I'll upload that to sermon or to YouTube. I'll put it on as a premiere tonight. Okay? So in a little while it'll premiere in like an hour or so, but I'll put that on. I'll get that up there. So that, because I think I had the other one. I think I already put the other one on. I think. Let me see. Yep, the immutability of God. I put that on there. That was the second. Wait, was that the second one? Wait a minute. I don't think. Yep, that is the second one. Okay, good. Yep, that is. Because then the other one's over here, I think. Yeah, I only did one on the immutability of God. Okay, so this week I'm going to cover some more of those things. That's good, James. That's good. Glad you're in the scriptures. Well, God bless you all. And I'll put that up so you can watch that sermon if you'd like. And it'll be on there anyway, either way. But praise the Lord for that. All right. God bless you all. Take care. Good to be on here with you and talk a little bit about those things. CommieTube, good to see you on here. God bless you all. Have a good night.